On a recent Saturday, a dozen or so people gathered at the Glenwood Springs Library for training. It was put on by Indivisible Roaring Fork, a local chapter of a national political group formed in opposition to the Trump administration. At the training, participants learned how to agree to disagree.
All right, so we will get you this on a piece of paper as well.
Roger is 58. He's from a working-class family, and he owns a small mortgage company, which he built from the ground up. Roger does not like whiners.
Roger believes that people are ultimately only responsible for themselves, and following the rules is the way to get ahead. Roger likes people.
Roger also isn't real. He's a character that a small group here at the library needs to figure out how to communicate with.
The mission: encourage Roger to support higher taxes on the wealthy to fund social spending. Okay, that's not an easy challenge.
The crowd here has just been trained on how to tackle something like this.
You might not agree with them. You don't have to say, oh yeah, you know what, you're right.
Two presenters from the Western Colorado Congress, which is a nonpartisan community organizing group in Grand Junction, have covered everything from active listening,
like, oh, okay, they're not just wanting to have this angry, upset conversation with me,
to a crash course in evolutionary psychology.
That 98% of your brain that is subconscious, that's our moral instinct. And that stuff comes.
Jerome Dayton organized the training with the help of Indivisible Roaring Fork. He wants to engage with people like his brother, who he doesn't align with politically.
At least have a civil conversation with them and maybe influence their thinking.
The first step here is understanding. And this is what the group is doing as they try to figure out Roger.
Yeah.
Roger's a bootstraps kind of guy.
Yeah.
Good guys and bad guys.
I think that.
So how would this self-made man respond to someone telling him the rich should pay more in taxes?
I think what Roger might say is, I think that I could hire two more employees and offer two more new jobs if I didn't get taxed as much.
Eventually, the group decides they're going to appeal to Roger this way. If the wealthy pay more in taxes, there are more opportunities for people to help themselves, just the way Roger did.
A single mother who gets a tuition to a community college, who then gets a nursing assistant degree and is able to get a job, and then she needs to buy it. She's able to buy a house for her and her child.
Yeah,
and who knows, maybe that mother goes to Roger for a mortgage. After 3 hours, the training ends. Was it enough to get people to cross the divide?
No, you know, it didn't. I just felt like it was pressured not to say too much.
This man doesn't want to be identified, but he was in the group talking about Roger. He felt the discussion was too one-sided.
I really wanted to do some sharing, you know, and understanding, and I just felt like it was mostly more toward the left-leaning. But maybe I'm more conservative than I really think I am, you know what I'm saying?
Jerome Dayton, however, says he learned to compromise today.
Taking absolute stances does not forward the conversation, nor does it achieve the changes I'd like to see.
Crossing the divide, finding the middle ground, whatever you want to call it, it takes energy and commitment and compromise. And while the training was no silver bullet, it was one thing, a start. Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.